So let's review. The Gemara continues to bring examples of psukim in the parasha of Paraduma, some of which come to qualify laws that we learned in previous psukim. The pasuk says, "V'shachat oisa lefanav." From a shachat oisa we learn, "Shele yishchat acheres ima." The Paraduma should not be shechted together with another par. From lefanav we learn, according to Rav, who holds that only a kohen is permitted to shecht the Paraduma, this pasuk teaches that the kohen may not be masiach das from the Paraduma while performing the Shechita, where Shmuel, who holds that Shechita Bazar is permissible with the Paraduma, holds that this pasuk teaches us Sheizar Sheichit Velazaroya, that a non-Kohen may shecht it while Elazar observes. The pasuk V'lokach Elazar HaKohen Midama Be'etzboi, which is the avoid of Kabbalah Saddam receiving the blood, according to Shmuel, Sheizar Sheichit Velazaroya. This pasuk teaches that the Kabbalah Saddam and the Hazah must be done by Elazar. According to Rav, that Kohen Sheichit, this pasuk teaches that even the Kohen Hedgit is able to perform the Kabbalah and the Hazah. As the Gemara explains, by specifying again that Elazar HaKohen must do this Avodah, it is a duplicate exclusion. Ve'ein mit achar mit el l'rabos dafil Kohen Hedgit. The pasuk V'lokach HaKohen eitz erez ve'ezav ushnit tolas v'hishlich el toich sirif ha-sapara, according to Shmuel, that Elazar must do the Kabbalah Saddam, this pasuk teaches that even a Kohen Hedgit may perform the Hashlochas Eitz Erez, throwing these three items into the fire. Whereas according to Rav, that Kabbalah Saddam can be done even by a Kohen Hedgit, this pasuk teaches us that this part of the process also requires a Kohen, although you might think Hashlochas Eitz Erez is not part of the Paraduma process. From the pasuk V'chibis Begadav HaKohen, we learn B'kihunai. Both according to Rav and Shmuel, that the Kohen must be wearing his Bigdei Kohuna while performing the Avodah. From the Pasuk V'tamei HaKohen Ad HaArav, we learn, Kohen B'Kihunai L'Doros. Even the Paradumas of future generations, the Kohen must be wearing his Bigdei Kohuna while performing the Avodah. From the Pasuk V'Yosef Ish Tohar As Efer HaPar V'Hiniach, we learn, Ish L'Hachshar As Hazar. Even a non-Kohen can gather up the ashes. Tohar L'Hachshar As Ha'isha. Even a woman can gather up the ashes. V'hiniach, mi sheyesh b'das lahaniach. Anyone who has das can gather up the ashes. Yotzu cher shayt v'katan she'im behen das lahaniach. To exclude a minor, or one who is deaf, or one with limited mental capacity. From the pasuk v'lokchu latamei ma'afar sreves achatas v'nosna lav mayim chayim el keli, and they shall mix the ashes with the water. The Rabbanis say that the pronoun they teaches, hanach de pasiloch basifa, pasiloch b'kiddush, Bahanach the Achshalach Basifa, Achshalach Bekiddush. Those who may not do Asifa, such as Cher Shait Bekotten, may not do Kiddush. Those who may do Asifa, such as Zarvi Isha, may do Kiddush. Rabbi Huda says that Velokhu in plural, as opposed to Velokach in singular, as Vyasav is singular, teaches that even Kotten may do Kiddush. However, Isha is excluded from Venasan Veloy Venosna. According to Rabbi Huda, Kiddush is the reverse of Asifa. From the pasuk V'lokach Eizev V'tavol B'mayim Ish Tahar, we learn L'Rabbanan Ish V'loy Isha Tahar L'Hakshar As HaKotten Rabbi Huda Ish V'loy Kotten Tahar L'Hakshar As Isha. The halacha of who may sprinkle the water on a tamei person is the opposite of Kiddush, respectively. From the pasuk V'hizah HaTahar L'Atamei, we learn Limit Al Tvol Yoyim Shekasha B'par, that even a Tvol Yoyim, one who immersed in the mikveh and is waiting until nightfall to be completely tar, may perform the Avodah of the Paraduma. The Gemara now returns to the Avodah Yom Kippur. At the end of the previous Mishnah we learned, Bolei Eitzel Pari Shnia, B'Soymech Shtei Yodav Olav U'Mizvada. The Kohen Gadol then does a second Vidui on his par. As opposed to the first Vidui, where he only said Ani Uveisi, he now says Ani Uveisi U'Vnei Aronam Kedoshecha, including himself, his family, and all Kohanim as well. The Gemara explains, Mutav Yavi Zakai V'chaper Alachayev, Val Yavi Chayev V'chaper Alachayev. He must first atone for himself before he can atone for the other Kohanim. The next Mishnah continues, Shachte V'kibol M'mizrik Ez Damai, V'noishne L'mishu M'moris Boi, Al Harebeth Revi, Shabehechel, Kadesh Lo Yikrish. After finishing the second Vidui, the Kohen Gadol shechts his par, does the Kabbalah Saddam, and hands the bowl of blood to a Kohen standing on the fourth row of stones, who will stir the blood so that it won't congeal while the Kohen Gadol first performs the Avodah of the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For this purpose, the Mishnah continues, Notl Machta V'ol L'Resh Mizbeach. The Kohen Gadol would then take a shovel and go up to the top of the Mizbeach, Uponeg HaCholam Eilich V'Eilich V'Chesim Min HaMechulis HaPanimius. he would move aside the outer coals and take a shovel full of the inner coals. V'yarad v'hinicha al ha'rivid revi'i shebazara. He then went down and placed this shovel on the fourth row of stones in the Azara until he will get the keteres. The Mishnah next lists several differences in how the avodah of keteres was done on Yom Kippur versus every day, which we will review in the next few dafim with the corresponding gemaras.